I do want to release my own music, yeah, and then travel the world. Also, because right now, P-pop, like Beanie, they're like popping off right now, and that's kind of like inspiring me to be like them. I was like, wait, what if I just do that?
Bagaman tinatamasa na ang kasikatan bilang pinakapopular na TikToker sa Australia taong 2021 at pangatlo sa pinaka-maimpluwensyang content creator sa bansa taong 2022. Patuloy ang pamamayagpag ng 23 anyos na ngayong si Hannah Balanay na tubong Cebu pero naninirahan na ngayon sa Perth, Western Australia. Sa katunayan, mayroon na siyang milyong-milyong likes at followers sa TikTok app. Pero kwento niya, dahil sa gusto niya ang kanyang mga ginagawa, marami pa siyang gustong marating sa buhay at pamilya niya ang kanyang inspirasyon. Lalo't hindi lang siya may talento sa pagsasayaw, may boses ding maipagmamalaki at nagsusulat din ng kanta ang Cebuana.
It's still like in my like mind right now. I haven't really thought about it like deeply enough to tell you if I want it to be in English or like my own language, but possibly both. My parents are very supportive of me. They push me to things like they even suggested being a P-pop idol. I was like, "Oh, okay." I'm just grateful for them being so supportive of me.
7 taon pa lang si Hannah sa Perth. Lumipat sila ng buong pamilya dito dahil ang kanyang ama ay napasok sa mining industry. Bilang bagong salta, ibinahagi niya ang di malilimutang mga karanasan.
I think the biggest culture, like, I guess, shock for me moving here is I kind of like had a hard time understanding, like, when people speak to me, like, especially my teacher, because Australians have an accent. And if you add that with like a very fast-paced explanation of like the classes that I was in, I was spaced out most of the time, but now I kind of adapted to it, and I do still feel very much Filipino. It's just I speak more English now.
Dagdag nito, hindi niya inakalang ang kanyang pagkahilig sa social media ang magiging tulay para sumikat at maibahagi ang kanyang mga talento. Inamin nito, bata pa lang siya ay nahiligan na ang sumayaw.
I was pretty much like dancing since I was like little. I was dancing at school, like during nutrition week. I was probably a papaya and then just dancing on stage with my classmates. That's when it started. And then I decided to, I guess, learn on YouTube. I was watching Matt Stefanina, the dances. And then in high school, that's when I joined, like, I guess, the school group, like dance group. But I've never had like professional dance classes. It's more of like a hobby, I guess.
Kung dati kilala na siya sa Pilipinas sa estilo nitong hip-hop dance, ngayon nakikisabay na din siya sa uso.
I like hip hop. I guess that's how I would describe my style. But right now I also like K-pop a lot. I used to be in one like long time ago. Now I'm just like if I like the song and if my friends want me to do it with them, then I would do it.
Taong 2019 hanggang 2020, nagsimulang umani ng milyong-milyong views at likes ang kanyang mga ina-upload na videos. Nasayaw ng ibang dancers, pero hindi nagtagal, napansin din ang kanyang galing.
TikTok for me was when I posted my dance for the Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now dance. And then yeah, I guess that's where it started. Yeah. Honestly, very overwhelming, but at the same time, I was like grateful because whenever I see like a big name do my dance, like da 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 did this dance, even Charlie did my dance, I was like, what? I was like shocked.
At ang hindi niya makakalimutang tagpo ay ang mapansin na mga sikat na personalidad.
It would be when I recorded this BTS dance challenge, and then I see on the light of like I think it was BTS or like Jungkook was it? I see on the light that one of it was my video. I was like, and so that's like a big win for me as an army for like.
Subalit inamin ng dalaga, kahit pa mahal niya ang kanyang ginagawa, hindi ito madali.
For the most parts, it's how I feel when like behind the scenes. Like, for example, I'm learning this like dance and it's like too hard for me, and if I record it on the day that like I'm not feeling it, but it's like it feels like more of a chore, like a bit, like it's like I'm forced to like upload something, you know? And then I can't do a single take. I always mess up. I hate myself because I can't do this move. But yeah, there are days like that.
Challenge din sa kanya ang mga sinasabi minsan ng mga viewers. Pero kwento niya, natutunan na niya itong i-deal.
People on social media do get a lot of hate, like unnecessary hate, for the littlest things in this world, like, oh, she got fat, oh, she got like she fell off, like stuff like that. And we're only human as well. It's like we're out there, but we're also human. Lucky to have like a support system. I have my family, I have my boyfriend, and they're always there to listen to me like rant and stuff like that. And I'm just grateful for them. Like, I just choose to ignore it most times.
Bagaman sikat na si Hannah, kwento niya, sa panahon ngayon, mas ginagalingan pa niya ang kanyang mga ginagawa dahil marami na ang gumagamit ng app.
I was like, I was at my peak, but now there's more people getting on the app, and I guess TikTok is like pushing out more people as well. So that's a lot of competition. So whatever I can like put out, then I'll put it out. I mean, like back then, over like 2 years ago, it was all dances, like when you scroll through your For You page. But now it's like vlogs, fashion, like it's more like variety now.
Hindi niya itinatanggi kahit pa may pressure at parang nasa publiko ang kanyang buhay. Nagpapasalamat pa din siya sa pagkakataong maibahagi ang kanyang talento. Nabuksan din ang kanyang mga mata sa maraming oportunidad sa buhay. At higit sa lahat, nagpapasaya siya ng ibang tao.
I guess the advantage, or like the good thing with being a social media creator, is that I am my own boss. I like if I don't wanna do anything this day, then I'm not gonna do anything this day. And I'm still trying to figure out my like routine, even though I've been in this like industry for how many years now, like 4 years, 5 years. I guess it's a good balance between the social media and my like normal life. Like, I dance because it's my choice, and if people get influenced to dance like me, then I'm happy with it as well.
Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.